from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. Back to school in New Jersey is almost here. Time to stuff that backpack with brand new supplies like laptops, notebooks, binders, and pencils. Dr. Janine Baer from the Association of New Jersey Chiropractors warns that if the bag is too heavy, though, it can lead to some serious injuries.
We will see muscle, back, and neck injuries. More rare but serious nerve compression injuries can occur, which can cause symptoms to radiate down into the arms and the hands, like tingling or numbness.
She says if the backpack weighs more than 10% of a child's body weight, that's too heavy. Take items out and repack, using all the compartments to help distribute the weight evenly. New Jersey's making money available to more towns that take part in regional climate resilience planning. The Murphy administration says an additional $10 million, part of the Resilient NJ program, will provide grants to groups of municipalities that develop plans to make their communities more resilient to climate impacts. Officials note that municipalities across all 21 New Jersey counties face unique climate challenges, including coastal and river flooding, as we saw last week, wildfires, and extreme temperatures that extend beyond municipal borders. Grant applications are now available and due October 14th. And a recent survey found a majority of Americans believe moderate alcohol consumption is bad for your health.
Tequila. The Gallup poll found the number of adults who said they drink alcohol to be at an all-time low since the poll's inception in 1939. The survey found 54% of Americans reported drinking alcohol occasionally, which is down from at least 60% between 1997 and 2023. The survey also found those who said they drink reported consuming an average of about 2.8 drinks in the last week. According to Gallup, that's the lowest the poll has recorded in nearly 30 years. Tequila! I'm Lisa Taylor.
Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Sales of new single-family homes slowed more than expected in July. Government figures show new home sales fell to a seasonal adjusted annual rate of 652,000 units last month. Industry analysts say it's another sign that the housing market is struggling. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down around 350 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. News also brought to you by Guaranteed Service. Switching between heat and AC, make sure both are good to go. Right now, it's buy one, get one free. Two tune-ups for just $77 at Guaranteed Service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And are we in for pretty decent weather this week, Chief? Here comes your New Jersey 101.5 forecast soon. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A mix of clouds and some sunshine for the rest of the afternoon. It will be breezy with that humidity continuing to lower. A lot more comfortable compared to these recent days. Highs in the lower 80s. After a nice evening, the sky will be clear tonight on the comfortable side. Lows near 60. Beautiful tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Pleasant with that low humidity in place. Highs right around 80. Might be a shower in a few spots across the northwest hills on Wednesday. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny, remaining comfortable with highs in the middle 70s. And a good deal of sunshine on Thursday. Very pleasant afternoon with highs into the upper 70s. More clouds rolling here on Friday with a couple of showers around high 75. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Carl Erickson.
Flemington 82, Freehold 85, Pennsville 83. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather is brought to you by All County Exteriors. Roof leaking? Missing roof shingles? Siding cracked? Gutters overflowing? Don't wait. Small repairs turn into big problems fast. Call All County Exteriors today. With over 40 years of trusted service, they'll fix it right the first time.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.